Chapter 63. Sally rolled over half asleep and stiffened when she realized she wasn't alone. It took her a few seconds before she remembered where she was and who was in the bed next to her. Tim was on his side, with his back to her. That was his way, always had been. "I'm a huggy, not a hugger," he'd always said whenever she'd remarked on it. He didn't know why, but he could never get to sleep if he was holding her. But he dropped off within seconds if she was holding him. To be honest, Sally always preferred to sleep alone. That was her way. She slipped in an arm around him, then slid her leg over his hip. It was warm and soft, but there was no mistaking the strength he had. She kissed him softly between the shoulder blades, then licked his flesh. She always loved the salty taste of his skin. He moved in his sleep, but then went still again. His breathing was slow and even, and she started to match his rhythm. She felt calm and safe lying next to him, despite everything that had happened that day. She had always felt that way with him. It wasn't just his physical presence and strength. There was a quiet confidence about him that reminded her of her father. Some policemen she had met had a game face they put on when they were working. They faked hardness and aggression and confidence. But underneath, they were usually fraught with uncertainty. With Tim, authority came naturally. She kissed him on the back again. If she had wanted to settle down and get married, Tim would have been the perfect choice. But she had met him at a time when she was totally focused on her career, and settling down wasn't an option. It wasn't then, and it wasn't now. "What are you thinking about?" he asked quietly.
"How do you know I'm not asleep?" she asked.
"The way you're breathing.
Are you worried about what's going to happen?"
"With Flores? Not really."
"What then?"
She considered the question for a while, then gave him a gentle squeeze with her arm and her leg.
"You know I love you, right?"
He didn't answer, and Sally wondered if he'd heard her or not. She squeezed him again.
"You know I love you, right?"
He chuckled softly.
"I heard you the first time," he said.
"I just wanted you to say it again."
"Bastard,"
she said, and he turned around, rolled on top of her, and kissed her.